AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is running for president, telling top donors this morning that the coming presidential campaign is a choice between the past and the future. Jerry Boatlander with more.
First-term Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, the son of Cuban immigrants, will make his announcement at Freedom Tower in Miami, a historic landmark that was the first stop for thousands of people who fled Cuba. In a video ahead of his announcement, he stressed the country needs to change course to benefit future generations.
If we stay on this road that this administration and that this Congress has us on, then they will be part of the first generation of Americans to inherit from their parents a diminished country.
Rubio joined Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul in the growing GOP field. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Nearly 7 years after killing on-again, off-again boyfriend Travis Alexander, Jody Arias is sentenced to life without parole by a judge in Phoenix. In today's sentencing hearing, Tanisha Sorensen talked about justice for her brother.
But I'm here for one reason only, and that's to seek justice for my beautiful, sweet, caring, amazing brother.
Arias shot Alexander and stabbed him nearly 30 times. Russia sending anti-aircraft system to Iran. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Moscow suspended the sale of anti-aircraft missiles to Tehran 5 years ago amid strong U.S. and Israeli objections. But it's moving ahead now, saying the preliminary agreement over Iran's nuclear program made the ban unnecessary. The White House says Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Russian counterpart the U.S. still objects to the deal, which Colonel Steve Warren says is an issue here at the Pentagon.
Any sale of advanced technologies is cause for concern to us.
The White House says the move could hurt efforts to ultimately lift sanctions on Tehran. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Dow is down 28. This is AP Radio News. A former Blackwater security guard will likely get life in prison for a 2007 shooting that killed 14 Iraqi civilians, wounded more than a dozen others. Federal judge in Washington says he won't deviate from the mandatory minimum sentences. Nicholas Slatin was found guilty of first-degree murder. Three others were convicted of manslaughter and other crimes. Nick Wallenda finds a new daredevil challenge. We hear more from our Warren Levinson.
Wire walker Nick Wallenda says his next stunt will be a walk atop a moving Ferris wheel.
You know, my whole life is about facing death in the eyes.
Well, in this case, the Eye, the name of the 400-foot-high wheel about to open in Orlando, Florida.
These unique ones are fun because it's stepping out of my comfort zone, if you will.
Which is saying something for someone who's crossed the Grand Canyon on a wire. Wallenda walked the Ferris wheel in Santa Cruz, California 4 years ago. This one's a lot bigger, and he won't be able to carry a balance pole. The walk schedule. April 29th. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.